51s have come by, and it's a big day here at Texas Wesleyan because it's the first day back to school. Kids back on campus, and the great Gordo has the wireless microphone.
There's a vagrant outside the window there. Oh, it's Gordon.
And we're in the science building, I believe. Is that right? And we've got these giant windows looking out on the campus, and Gordo is standing just on the other side of the window with the wireless.
Hey, can you... You got a couple bucks. I'm just trying to get some bus.
I'm afraid campus security is going to take a shot at him.
He looks so homeless.
He'll look bad.
You'll pepper spray him here in a matter of minutes.
I'll be pepper sprayed by campus security. All right, I figured I'd talk to some of the people out here and find out if we got any new students. How are you ladies doing? You look very young, so maybe you're first-time students?
Yes.
Oh, really? This is your first day of college?
Yes.
Are you scared?
A little.
Oh. Are you girls related?
Yes, we're twins.
I was about to say, you look exactly alike. You're identical twins?
Creepy.
Yes.
Wow. Craig, who is inside right here, we're on the radio right now on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. He says that twins are creepy. You guys?
That's not true. He's creepy.
Yeah. Oh, see there?
Return fire.
Most women do find him creepy. So were you girls born like in the same year?
Yes, we were. Uh-huh. Yes.
Good question.
And do you? What are your names?
Kiana, Brianna.
Kiana and Brianna.
Even more confusing.
That rhymes.
Yeah.
And do you share the same last name?
Yes.
Okay. And what about majors? Did you guys choose the same major?
I doubt they've won any majors.
Okay.
I major in criminal justice. I'm in business management.
Now, do your interests differ that much in your personal life? I mean, do you guys have different personalities?
Yes.
Okay. Now, that's the criminal justice major that said that. Like, how would you describe your sister? What kind of personality would you say she has?
Well, I can say she has a laid-back personality in that she likes to do things on her own time, and she doesn't like being rushed to do things.
Yeah, I know a person very similar to that. And how would you describe your sister?
A little crazy. She's a little outgoing and laid back, but she always speaks her mind and gets her point across.
And gets her point across. Do you have any hot sports opinions you want to share? Do you have an opinion on Dez Bryant?
No.
Ask them if they're homesick.
Are you homesick yet?
No.
It's your first day of college. You guys got to be a little bit scared, right?
Yeah, but we're commuting.
Okay. So you don't live too far away?
Yeah.
Like, how far away? Isn't that weird? You guys are twins and you answered at the same time, the same answer. That's so strange. How far are you commuting?
Like 19 miles.
19 miles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not that far away.
And you take separate cars or the same?
We take the bus.
Oh, you take the bus. I see.
Guy approaching. Doesn't look like he cares about anything.
Okay. Thank you guys for talking to us. I'm going to talk to this guy right here. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing well. Come on. Let's step on over
see
here.
See what I mean?
Let's step on over here where we've got some broadcast partners inside that want to take a look at you.
Sweet.
Yeah. How long you been going to school here?
This is my first day.
Oh, really? So you're a freshman.
Yeah.
How old are you?
18.
18. So you didn't take a year off between high school and college?
No. I finished high school like June 6th and then, you know, just started today, first day of class.
And what'd you do with your summer?
I worked two jobs.
Oh, that's good. You look like you couldn't hold down one, but you're saying that you worked two. What do you do?
Well, I mean, it was just kind of like grunt work. Like I worked at a ballpark, the Frisco Rough Riders, served concessions there, and I worked at a retail job as well.
Uh-huh. Now, let me describe you for our radio listeners. You kind of got the Woody Allen glasses.
Mm-hmm.
You have a pasty complexion.
Yeah.
You look like physical fitness is not that high a priority to you.
That's pretty true, yeah.
And then you have kind of you got sideburns working.
Oh, yeah, got the chops going.
And you have just a hint of a mustache.
Yeah, that I need a shave. This is all I can grow, you know?
Yeah, you look like you have trouble with facial hair.
It's true, I do. Yeah,
what about a girlfriend? Did you have to leave your high school girlfriend to come to college here?
No, not yet. I'm open, so single.
What do you mean open? Like you're open to guys and girls?
No, I'm open to girls, but like I'm open to a relationship, you know.
I'm unclear whether that said you ruled out guys.
Yeah, I ruled out guys, you know, girls.
Uh-huh. Now you have tattoos?
Yeah, I have a couple.
All right, let's look at them. What you got there?
This one is a logo for the Descendents, punk band from the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this one, just an American traditional python
I didn't know there was a traditional python for America.
Well, I mean, not python, panther, my bad. Well, no, like the style, the tattoo style is American traditional.
Okay.
It's just a style that I saw and worked with my artist on it. He's out of Oklahoma.
You have your own artist?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Do you come from wealth?
Not really. I'm middle class.
Middle class?
Yeah.
And what do you hope to be here after you graduate college?
Well, I'm majoring in history, so I may go teach. I'm not sure. There are kind of different options I have.
Really? Because you kind of have that look of a guy who in about 4 years will be required to stay within without 1,000 feet of a school.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
So you have that. Did you follow the Jared Fogle case? I'm sure you did.
I was following it pretty closely, but Subway still tastes good, so I think I'm still going to eat there.
There you go. Oh, there you go. That's very nice. Now, I noticed you really dressed up for your first day of school here.
Definitely.
This is your formal wear.
Oh, yeah. This is me dressed up.
Okay, so tell me what you're wearing here. How much did you pay for that T-shirt?
I have no idea. Stole it from my brother.
Stole it from your brother. Oh, that's good. Did your brother go to school here, too?
He did, yeah. He graduated last year.
Uh-huh. And so what does he do now?
He works at the Fort Worth Parks and Rec Department, assistant to the athletic director.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Working on getting a full-time job and then going to do his master's.
He sounds like he's the achiever in the family.
He is, yeah. I'm kind of the black sheep, but, you know, I'm trying my best. Yeah.
The black sheep, despite being the whitest person I've seen all day here. I mean, you're very pasty.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the gray sheep, black and white.
Yeah,
maybe I don't know.
I don't know. You just look vitamin D deficient. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. And I mean it as a compliment. What are you listening to there? I notice you have earbuds.
Oh, what was I listening to? I was listening to. Oh, look at that, Eminem. Cool.
Oh, a little Eminem. Yeah. Can you rap?
No.
Not at all.
No, I love hip hop, but no, I can't rap.
Do you have
any
skills? Any discernible skills?
No. not at all.
Can you do a cartwheel?
No, not athletic. We've discussed this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Gordon.
Yeah, I guess we did. So could you just improv a floor routine for us out here on the lawn?
Probably not.
That would have been funny. So you do like a ribbon dance or something?
Yeah, like Will Ferrell from Old School.
Yeah. Will Ferrell. I've heard of him. He's an actor, right?
Yeah.
Right. I like
Thanks
this
a lot.
Kid.
Yeah. Good kid. You're a good kid.
You're a good kid. I
expect
like
great things for you. What's the over-under about when you drop out?
I'll let you know.
Okay. There you go. What was your name again?
Jackson.
Okay.
There goes Jackson.
I like Jackson.
Yeah. Boy, it's very funny because Jackson really didn't care about anything. Yet he's a smart guy.
Work two jobs? That's
Work
promising.
Two jobs? Yeah, that is promising. All right, I got to get a collection of people coming up here. Talk to them. And she looks like she doesn't know where she's going, so she may be first time. Although she's got a key card. How you doing, ma'am?
Okay, good.
Are you a student here?
Yes.
What's your name?
Jasmine.
Jasmine. Oh, that's a great name.
Thanks.
Did you get it from the Aladdin movie?
No.
you didn't?
No.
You've seen the Aladdin movie, though, haven't you?
My mom did it when she was young, so.
You've seen Aladdin, haven't you?
I have.
Yeah, Robin Williams killed himself.
Oh, really?
Aww. Well, he was the voice of Aladdin.
Anyway, Jasmine, what are you studying here?
Accounting.
Accounting?
Yeah.
Can you guys see Jasmine from where you are?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're broadcasting live on the radio right now.
Hi, Jasmine.
We're covering the first day. So this is your first day of school.
Yes.
And you are 18.
No, I'm 20.
Okay, so you've been in school for a while.
Yes.
And how's your experience been here in college?
It's good, yes.
It's not what?
It's not that hard, like a lot of people make it seem.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're probably very smart, though.
Thank you.
It's hard for us.
Have you found a boyfriend on campus?
Yeah.
That's your boyfriend there? Bring him over
Jackson?
Here.
Jackson?
He's staying away from me.
No, that's not Jackson.
He's staying away from me as if I'm not wearing any sort of law enforcement gear. Why are you staying so far away from me?
Hello.
You look a little wary. What's your name?
Caesar.
Caesar. And what are you studying, Caesar?
Business management.
Really? Business management. Yeah, you look like a businessman, Caesar.
Thank you.
I was kidding, of course.
I know.
So you didn't get the memo on cargo shorts being a bad look, did you?
No, not today.
Not at all. Not at all. And you and Jasmine have been dating for how long?
3 years.
3 years?
Hmm.
Oh, she corrected him and said four.
About time to tie that knot.
Yeah, you guys thinking about the taking the plunge and getting gay married now that it's...
Maybe.
Would you marry him, Jasmine? Like,
Jasmine
if he asked you now,
Would
you say yes?
Yes.
Really?
Well, we need to explore her laugh.
Caesar, this is your opportunity. Do you have anything you'd like to ask Jasmine on national local radio?
Not at the moment, no.
Gosh.
Oh, man.
You're not going to do better than Jasmine. She's so cute. She's smart. She's funny. She has a laugh that needs examination.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. Do you have a criminal history at all, Caesar?
No, not at all.
Not at all? So you're clean? So you would marry him?
Yes, I would, but not right now.
Oh, Jasmine's not ready yet either.
If Caesar has one bad habit that you would like to change, what would it be?
Nothing that I can think of right now.
Come on, he's got to have something that kind of annoys you.
He likes to be on his phone a lot.
Now it comes out.
It's
trouble.
He likes to read a lot on his phone, and it kind of bothers me.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Does he? Do you have the passcode to his phone?
Oh yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
So you read, and if he has text messages, you read them?
Well, not the text messages.
You don't have access to those.
I do.
Okay. All right.
And, of course, he'd like to do away with her laugh.
Yeah. And, Caesar, what is the thing that you dislike about Jasmine the most?
She's very picky.
Uh-oh.
With everything.
Boy, they got a lot of trouble in this relationship.
You have started something here.
With everything. She's very picky with everything, you said.
Everything.
Whoa.
Like,
easy, Caesar.
Like, what does she complain about?
Like trying to find something to eat, trying to find something to wear, cleaning, everything. Just
she's not smiling
kind of
right
hard
now.
Hard to deal with sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's it, though.
Yeah, but that's it, though. She complains about everything, but that's it. Okay.
Just took an ugly turn.
You guys sound like a happy couple.
Yeah, we are happy. Yeah, thank you.
You're smiling, but she's not anymore.
So. Yeah, she is. She's
yeah, it's forced. It's forced.
Yes.
All right, you guys get to class.
Y'all
have
fun.
All right, thank you.
Y'all have fun.
How many couples do you think are named Caesar and Jasmine? That's got to be very
quite
rare.
A few.
Very, very rare.
Excuse me, ma'am. Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. How are you?
Good.
Come on over here. I want to talk to you about. I know, but we're live on the radio right now. This is important. Is this your first day of school?
Yes.
So you are just out of high school?
Oh, no. I mean, this is my first day here.
Where were you before this?
Kilgore College.
Kilgore?
Rangerette.
Were you a Rangerette?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
You were not?
No.
Okay.
Softball player.
You were what?
Softball player.
Oh.
And were you any good?
Yeah, I guess.
She going to play here?
You look really small, though, for a softball player.
I guess.
Are you on some sort of depressant or you're barely registering a heartbeat right now? What's your name?
Hannah.
Madison?
No. Hannah.
Hannah, that's what I meant. That's a palindrome. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. And Hannah, what do you study?
Exercise science.
Exercise science. So what is that?
I want
like Kegel exercises? That,
oh, my God.
No, I want to do occupational therapy.
Oh, occupational therapy. That's nice. Well, we thank you for talking with us. All right. Is there a softball team here?
Yes.
And are you on it?
Yes.
And what position do you play?
Outfield.
Okay, well, Generic. Good. Good. Thank you. God
good luck.
Good luck,
Hannah.
Good luck.
All right,
she
then.
Hates me.
Yeah. Why wouldn't she?
Why wouldn't she?
Yeah.
Because I'm a nice human being, George.
Stalking
serves
college
the Lord
students out there.
More than you ever
you
will.
You look really suspicious out there. All right, there is Gordo on the campus here at Texas Wesleyan University.